The Seattle School Board sets policy for 50,000 children and oversees a $640 million budget. It hires and evaluates the superintendent, and it signs off on what the district wants to do. In other words, the board has a lot of influence in how Seattle's children get educated. The two people vying for the seat representing much of North Central Seattle are Suzanne Dale Estee and Sue Peters. They're both women in their 40s with master's degrees, both married with two Seattle school children, and both adamant about their unique qualifications. One of them has been labeled the activist candidate who is grassroots. The other is seen as the corporate candidate, backed by a lot of money from some heavy players. Here's how they introduce themselves.
I'm Suzanne Dale Estee. I'm a K-12 graduate of the Seattle Public Schools. I was actually on the school board as a high school student, a lifelong resident of Seattle. I've got two kids in the system now.
And her opponent, Sue Peters.
I am trained as a journalist, and I'm a writer. And right now, I'm just working freelance and focusing on the campaign.
Dale Estee beat Peters in the primary by 918 votes. She's a business development consultant with 20 years in public affairs, including at the White House and as economic director for the city of Renton. She's got a slew of endorsements, as well as a campaign that's raised more than $100,000 in contributions, including from wealthy people connected to the Gates Foundation, as well as those of more modest means.
I'm not apologetic about the fact that there are lots of people in this community, including businesses, who are frankly fed up and fired up and eager to pitch in and support our campaign.
What are they fired up about? Dale Estee says the current board is dysfunctional, and that's prevented them from turning a good school system into a great one. Peters also has a host of endorsements, but not nearly the many, and she says it's an overstatement to call the board dysfunctional. Peters writes an education blog, helped launch a national education advocacy group, and is co-founder of the Seattle Math Coalition. She says her experience is spending nearly a decade involved in the schools as a parent and as a volunteer on task forces, including the one charged to help hire the superintendent. Peter says she
could do some good on the board and help bring the voice of the community to board decisions, connect policy with community.
Dale Estee is interested in
people coming to a table and finding common ground and establishing high priorities and moving the ball forward.
In many ways, they care about the same things. They're against charter schools. Both candidates are against too much testing, and they prefer Singapore math, which is a type of instruction that focuses on building fundamental skills. How to teach math is one of those issues the board will soon face as it sets out to meet a new set of national standards. And current board members say another big issue they need to work on is how to get along better with each other. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.